Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hey, have you heard that before? Mission accepted. Thank you so much for joining us on the Mission Accepted podcast. I really, really appreciate it. Our guests appreciate it. And I know that you guys are making a difference with the information that you take. I know sometimes you're laughing at us as much as you're laughing with us, but I also know that you're being inspired because you send that information in. And I can't tell you how appreciative we are of you sharing your experience with us in regards to our show, right? That's what we're doing here, right? You actually happen to be part of my mission, right? That's really what this is all about. So it's really about investing in yourself. The largest transaction that you have is you. I've always said to people, you know, look, and I come from a background of being in holistic services at a time where people didn't even know what holistic services was. There was no health and wellness sector. No one knew what a friggin' soya candle was, okay? And here I am, I'm trying to talk people into taking care of themselves and getting massaged and taking brain supplements and preventatively taking care of your health. And one day this will be a sector and I'm going to hang in here with my little daisy. And people used to call me a professional hippie. And my neighbors thought I was out of my mind because I wouldn't use a microwave and all that funky stuff. But it is about preventing. And I used to tell people, and to this day, I believe it to my core, the most important piece of real estate that you own is you. So spend the money on the nutraceuticals, go get massaged, go get coached, go do all that stuff for you. Because the bottom line is that it's all about how you feel on the inside and the outside and how you're having a fulfilled life, right? So I really love this journey that Barbara has been taking us on. If you have just popped on to Mission Accepted today and you have not been walking this journey, you will go back and review. So you're going to get lots from today, but when you see that it is in this succession of having you turn whatever your life has been thus far, even if it's rocking and you're on here going, I've never had my life so good. Just know that you're on the world and on the walk to having a journey that is even more fulfilling. And that's part of it, isn't it? Isn't that part of it? Like knowing that you can even feel better than you do right now. So look, this woman is an inspirational speaker. You've heard her speak. She is motivating. I know that you're all getting your pens. I know that you're getting your glass of water, cuppy tea, whatever it is that you're doing. I know that some of you do yoga when you listen to us, but apparently not during this show because you are grabbing your pens and you're sitting down and you're tuning in. So look, you guys, tune in. If you're driving, keep watching and just tune in. I think we have two ears. And if you're a parent, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's two ways of listening. One's tuning in and one's nodding your head and tuning out. So tune in. You're going to get some great stuff today from this woman. Thank you so much for coming back. Like, we're just so grateful. Like, what is this? The fifth rock and roll session that we've got going on here? Okay.
Thank you for asking me. Oh, my goodness. It is home now. It is.
Yeah. That's it.
I think I'm going to stay longer than 6 sessions. I love it here. Investing in yourself. Wow. I can't believe I'm saying those words. Mm. Woo. When people hear me say invest in yourself, they have to understand my journey. And part of my journey was I felt like I was nothing. I was not valued. Because a lot of my life, I allowed people to define who I was, who my value was, and waited for permission to do things, right? So it's almost, I say it's almost like modernized slavery, right? You're enslaved to others. And because you're enslaved to others, you don't know your value. You don't know your worth. You know, you're walking in pain. You're, could say, summarize it as a walk in debt. So when I say invest in yourself, you, in order for anyone to understand where I am now, they have to go back to where I was. And one of my hard places that I don't believe I've talked about in this series is being homeless. Yep.
Mm.
Ooh. Ooh. That right there, priceless. Because when people were worried in COVID, if they could survive and they was running for the toilet paper, I knew what I needed to run for. Yeah. Because I've been there, done that with less. So I wasn't scared because I'm a survivor, mm-hmm. right? So when I was homeless, how I ended up homeless was my mom died when I was 19. By the time I was 20, 21, I was living in my car. But guess where I parked my car, guys? It was in the garage of the university I was going to. Yeah, living in my Volkswagen Rabbit, an off-white Rabbit that when I bought, I was so proud, never knew it was going to be my house. Mm-hmm. Never knew. I showered in the ladies' locker room, did my hair, my makeup, and kept it moving. One of my many masks that I had to wear to survive. And a stranger gave me shelter. I overslept in my house one day, and you know, the house gets foggy around the windows. If you you can't see in, but you know, somebody's in there because it didn't.
Yeah, yeah, you're like,
right. So someone came along, and it was the first person in a long time, because my grandmother was the first. It was the first person that had said, you don't deserve to be living in a Volkswagen Rabbit. You're so much valuable than this. And let me tell you, I was young. I was in my 20s. And no strings attached. He said, my roommate is not home ever because he's always at his girlfriend's. So there's a room there. Stay there till you get yourself together. And what I realized is, even at that moment when I was mad at God, didn't even know how to spell his name. And you know, his name's so hard to spell, but I couldn't spell it. And he sent someone to get me. And then I was like, wait a second. I started thinking about different seeds that was planted in my life. I didn't even really know this consciously until I started going back from a better place and mm-hmm. going over. That's why it's so important, y'all. Because we always miss the lessons when we're in the pain. Over your head. But there's value in there. Because what I realized was I had to be devalued to know my value.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There's another
t-shirt. Come on now.
Yeah.
I'm not a t-shirt moment. I'm telling you.
No, that's good.
Yeah. I had to be devalued because sometimes the very opposite of what you got to get is where you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
You got to, if you see someone has a passion for something, go talk to them and ask them their story. When I realized how valuable that was, that had started happening. But then my youngest son had to do a community service because the school that he went to, they had to do one a year. And we started going, wait a second. That was one of my shame areas too. I want to let you guys know being homeless was shameful for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so we had to, he picked a homeless shelter years later. He picked a homeless shelter to feed the homeless. And then I started doing Bible studies there with the women because the women were on one floor, the men. And here goes my ha-ha moment. I've had so many ha-ha moments. The ha-ha is, aha, that's why you went through that. Aha, you get it. Light bulb off, pain, purpose. There you go. Ignite it, baby. So they said, Barbara, the minister didn't show up to do Bible studies with the women. Do you want to do it? And I said, well, I don't have a Bible. And then that voice, the one I love to spend time with, started saying to me, yeah, but you got a story. My shame is my story. I'm walking up the stairs and I go, you want me to tell the shame? And I sat down because I had nothing else. But guess what? We're all living stories, living testimonies. You can't have a testimony unless you have a test. You can't have a message unless you have a mess. Come on now. It was at that moment when I opened my mouth and my shame. When I looked at the women, they were crying, not because they were sad, because I recognized what I saw in their eyes. It was hope. Mm-hmm. It was the same thing I had seen when I got rescued from my Volkswagen Rabbit. And I told them, I said, listen, God loved you so much. That was my shame. He told me, for such a time as this, that's why you went through that. And then I started going, wait a second, let me go back and go get some more lessons, right? That's why you went through that. That's why. 3 weeks ago, I got a bookmark from the church that I go to. This is North Carolina, y'all, and I live in Connecticut, right? And it says, there's more to the story.
Ooh.
Because there's...
Yeah.
But his wife likes to put those on mugs. She called
them. Yeah, yeah.
But this was an actual bookmark and it was gold.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what that gold symbolized to me? There's value there. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Value.
Value. What does investing mean? When I tell women to spend time with themselves, they're like, really? That's all you got? How much are you worth? How much are you worth? You want to go and spend money on that purse and carry it, but you don't want to go and spend time with yourself and carry your purpose? What is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Oh, how much you pay for that purse? What'd you say? How much is the coaching service? What'd you say? The purse is way more?
Yeah.
And you invested in a purse that more than likely is going to be out of style in next season. And you're still going to be walking. Hamster.
Mm-hmm.
Still going, there's got to be more than this. That one day, someday, maybe... Definition of insanity. Until you recognize that your pain, there's value there. Until you recognize that you didn't go through that. You didn't cry all those tears for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You take those tears and you put it, and there's a harvest and it grows. And you know what it grows into? It is selfish not to invest in yourself, because guess what? If you do not invest in yourself, there's people. For me, there's women's lives that are depending on it. I had choices. I could have kept sleeping in my car, kept saying, when my mother died, you know what? Oh, yep. And I did that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did. Yeah, because it's a stage. They tell us it's a stage of mourning. You get angry, you do this and that. But you got to get up sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is this. You know what that helped me with my mother dying? My mother... I watched her suffer for a year and she put her hands up. God, I thank you. God, I praise you. God, I love you. Even when I wasn't talking to him, I saw that. There's a reason. But I wasn't ready to hear it then. You go back. And then you invest in yourself. I remember the first big ticket investment I had to do with myself. And the person said to me, this is how I knew I was ready. He said, Barbara, do you think that's too much? And I go, I'm scared to tell you how much I thought because you might charge me that now.
No. Okay. In that case, we're going to add on an extra bonus price.
I'm like, oh, first rule in negotiation. Once you can't go back down.
Yeah. Wow.
And I was like, got you. Because you know why? I was seeking this thing so bad that I knew I had to let go of what's in my hand before God let go of what's in his. And what's in God's hand is so much bigger than mine. But my thing is this. Pain is connected to your purpose. Your investment is connected to your purpose. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe me, you know, people say, why do we need coaches? Coaches, I was like, listen, I can't speak for every coach. I can only speak for me. But why don't you go ask LeBron James? He gets paid a lot of money. Why he needs a coach. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? He's good. He's like, I don't even know basketball, but I know his name because I know he's good. I know he gets paid. But even the money he gets paid, his coach gets paid. And you know why? Because he sees the obstacles, the pain areas that is blocking that man from making the basket. 2 points. He's holding him accountable. What do you mean you went the long way? You could have went the short way. Boom, 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 boom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he's not afraid to invest in himself because guess what? The world tells him his worth, but he already knew his worth before because he knows his worth. He knows he's good. And you have to invest in yourself. That is the first action step. I hear women saying, well, I do my affirmations. I am enough. I am this. I am that. Yeah. But what does your action say? Girl, take those tears, put it in a jar and invest in you. Find out why your tears was your tears. What are you doing? Invest the time and sit with you. Because before you can sit in front of a coach or anybody else, you got to sit with you because you got to talk to yourself so that you know your value and your worth. Because then you won't know. You can't find something you're not looking for. And if you don't believe me, when you bought your last car, right? Didn't you do the research on it? And then you bought the car and then you go, wow, I didn't even see all these cars before. And you go, that's okay. Because at least I have a different color. And then you start seeing the color. No, it wasn't in your awareness.
Right.
Right. It's the same thing with the investment. You're like, why didn't I see that? Because it wasn't in your awareness. And it was in someone else's awareness. That's why they're helping you. That's what we do. Right? I tell people, listen, I'm a fulfillment and peace strategist. They go, what does that mean? Strategist is strategy. You know what my strategy is? When people used to say, well, I'm from the hard knocks. Yeah, it's your life. Your strategy. Yes, I do have a degree because I got it when I was homeless. I got 2 degrees, as a matter of fact. Yep. Even then, I knew my value and my worth because I'm going to make sure nobody rips me off. I'm going to get my education. I'm going to say, get your education, right? And then you're going to know your worth. And when you know your worth, you don't even ask how much it is. You're in the room. You want the money, why you? Yeah. You get in that room and you know why? Because when you go to that new room, you're like, wow. People live like this? And it was funny because it was one of those transformational trips, right?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had marble bathrooms at the... marble bathrooms in the airport, and that people were serving you drinks and a massage. My suitcase was packed, or I would have taken a shower and changed
just for the experience. Just for the experience.
It's in the experience, but guess what? It's an awareness.
Mm-hmm.
It is you're walking in a different life. And that feeling, that thing that you said, there's got to be more to this. two greatest moments of a person's life is when they're born and when they discover why. It doesn't say, one of my greatest joys, right, is to hear these words, whether it's virtual or in person. Barbara, I have goose pimples. I say goose pimples, but I know it's goosebumps. It's just a Jamaican thing, right? So they say, yeah, I have goosebumps. And you know what I realized that goosebumps is? Because I had it. It's when I discovered my purpose.
Yeah.
The reason for my pain. The reason for my being. The reason for my journey. And I would not have if I didn't invest the time and the money, because we think money is valuable, but we got to know that we can't even be bought. We are valuable. No, no, no. That's why I tell men, date your daughters, because I didn't have a father that, I didn't know my dad. Right. I said, date your daughters, because you set the bar up here. So nobody's taking them to a drive-thru for fast food. My daddy takes me to 5 stars. Oh, where's the butler for when you? It opened your eyes to a whole different thing. And if you did not take that chance, because see, if I go back into some of the rooms that I used to be in, they're like, "What are you talking about?" They don't even understand, because we put ourselves in a box.
Yeah.
Because it's comfortable. Well, I don't have to do that because I then keep doing it then. It's a choice. But I'm telling you, if you invest the time and also money, because investments cost money, right? And even in the stock, we saw what happened with COVID. But for me, I didn't even jump. I was like, it's okay. It's money. Out one door, in the other. Can't take it with you. But when you let go of that, not only are you letting go of the money, you're letting go and saying, my goodness, I now know, that I'm worth more than that pocketbook. You will pay for a pocketbook. You will go into a closet and you still have tags. But you won't. That someone's going to hold you accountable. My thing is this, like I said, it's not about when you say, no, I can't afford. No, you're not saying no to me. You're saying no to yourself. And it's that's what people have to realize.
That's a big one. Investing in yourself. I love how you use the word investing in yourself, value for yourself. I mean, this whole journey that you've been taking us on and the whole journey of life and having, like, you know, like you said, the test to the testimony and going from your mess to your message, right? And in that journey, there is a million little investments that you got to make. Sometimes the investment is a couple of bucks, and sometimes it's $100,000. Like, it's the action of doing well by you, and also recognizing that when you hear those things, like I can't, it's I won't. It's not I can't, because you and I have both seen magic come from nothing. Like, there's no rabbit in the hat. Like, it's a hole. Like, it's the first day that this, you know, kid's going to be a magician, and somehow they pull a rabbit out, because when push comes to shove, and that's why it's the pleasure or pain thing. When you're in a lot of pain, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter if someone says you go to this doctor because you've got something that you can't control, you'll fly to the other side of the world, right? You will make that movement. You will make the investment. You will clear your day. You will clear your weekend. I can't this weekend, because I'm like, what? What do you got? What do you got on this weekend that you can't show up for a summit, or you can't show? What do you got going on? Well, can you move it 20 minutes? Can you move it the night before? How's this? Take your 3 hours and move it to the night before, or maybe a little bit longer this day, but this whole next day is for you, right? It's like people just need to get creative, or, like, you know, have the permission to get creative, or give themselves permission, or realize that when push comes to shove, right? I think that's that it's easier when you've got your back against the wall and you're in a lot of pain. But when you're in the growth journey of becoming a better version of yourself and a better version of yourself and an easier and a better parent and a better colleague and a better entrepreneur or better author, better speaker, whatever your freaking story is, better assistant, better doctor, whatever it is, sometimes the pain isn't motivating you and you have to dial in, right? Yeah. Like, listen to what you're saying today, dial in and come back to, I'm worth it. Like, I'm worth it. Like, what right. So there's the price of a purse, like you said, or the price of my mental health,
yes,
physical being, who you are in the world. Like, are my eyes shining? Do I have a glow? Am I happy or sad the majority of the time? Like, those questions we need to ask ourselves.
Deb, you are preaching right now. I'm telling you. And that's the thing that people just don't get. Because I said, you're busy. Okay, let me do an exercise with you. They go, what? I said, for a whole week, I want you to write down in increments, write with the pen. Right? Write with the pen what you do every hour on the hour. And every time you go into social media and it's not something that's growing you, I want you to write that too. Mm-hmm. If you're just swiping left and hitting like and none of that is helping you, then I want you to write that. And then I want to add you to add up the time. And I want you to do all that and say, how much of this time grew me?
Mm-hmm.
Or did I just throw it in the garbage, go back to the baggage?
Yeah.
Put it in there. Yeah. Because you're busy doing what? Busy work. That's what busy work is, right? Your to-do list, put a done. Oh, I'm done swiping here. I'm done this. I'm done. What?
Yeah.
Okay? And how I got that lesson was when my girlfriends, when I, you know, when they found out that I was homeless, they were like, Barbara, how do you manage to get houses? And I said, easy. I kept the budget. Want me to put you in a budget? And they would literally give me their paycheck. But before I would do it, I said, man, I've been coaching for a long time. I'd say, I want you to write down for a whole month, needs and wants, pen always, and write needs and wants. And I said, before you even end, I'm going to tell you, your wants way out go over your needs. And please talk me into that you needed that $200 shoe or you will go die.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And I think that's when we talk about, when you're talking about investing in yourself, like investing in yourself, taking that course, taking that program, hiring that coach, hiring that trainer, buying the book, buying the class, buying, you know, to whatever it is, that's when it gets really difficult. It's like, you don't mind buying the sporting equipment to be a better athlete. You don't mind buying the hockey stick, the best baseball, the, you know, the glasses. You got to have the blue light with the da-da-da because it's better for your eyes. You don't mind that. But when it comes to your personal development, which honestly rolls into everything, I can hear, you know, Daniel Amen talking right now about being a brain warrior. And he goes, and if you don't think taking care of your brain doesn't make a difference in your bank account, you're wrong. But people can't put those together. The state of your being is the state of your paycheck. The state of the being is the state of your relationships. And you have to invest in you so that you become either a better version of yourself or an elevated version of yourself, or, you know, die with a smile on your face. Look it. Invest in yourself and the shoes will come.
Yeah. Your network is your network.
Yeah.
Network is your network.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, your network, who you're hanging with, what you're doing is your network. It's time to go up higher. I'm always becoming. Come on now, invest in you.
Yeah, invest in you.
And you know what's funny though, Deb, is I have master classes that are free, right? And I say, it's a double whammy. So people are like, they must think it's a catch, because I said, it's harder to get someone into a masterclass for free, because they're like, there's got to be, you know, something. I'm like, really? I'm trying to help you just with, okay, start here then. You say you ain't got no money, but you start right here. And I promise you, I won't hold you hostage over Zoom. It's only an hour, a very respectful of time.
Yeah.
Right? But it's hard. But you will sit there and will do mindless things and say, imagine saying this to yourself, I don't have time for me.
Yeah.
I don't have time for me. That's what you're saying. I don't feel that I'm valuable. Instead of the affirmations, I have greatness in me. I am more than enough. I have purpose. Say that, because that's what your actions are speaking. And my thing is, I'm not a salesperson. I'm not here to convince you into whatever. But my thing is, you have to be tired of being that hamster. And when you're tired, then maybe. But sometimes it's a little bit too late. There's opportunities that we look at as obstacles, because we are only used to looking at things as one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think COVID, I've said this before, like what people say, that's an obstacle. It was an opportunity. It's an opportunity to invest in you. Now you're at home. Okay, the time you didn't have, what was your commute time? What you doing now?
I know. It's all of this is incredible. We need to wrap up because I am looking forward to our grand finale. But I think when you talk about that, it really comes down to not only investing in yourself, but having value. Mm-hmm. And the value and investment piece is really true, because look, I've done the same. I was a single mom, just kind of putting my pennies together, getting it all going, doing massage. And I decided to donate a massage a month to the Single Mom Support Network, right? Because this guy went and he had a vision quest, and he heard literally on the mountain, it's this dude that didn't have kids. He's got to create something for single moms. Okay, so he does that. And so, he gathers a group of us that are servant leaders, of course. And we're like, yeah. And I'll tell you something. It was the most bizarre thing. So people were paying a lot of money to come for treatment. All the free massages I was doing for the single moms, they were canceling last minute, not showing up late, to the point where we all went back to him and said, what? And he's like, they don't see the value. And they needed to, so they had to bring flowers or bake cookies and as soon as he changed it, somehow they saw value in that. And that's what drew them, because they didn't have value in themselves enough to even be cool enough to receive. It was funky psychology. And we do it to this day when we give out, free classes or whatever. Again, it's about, we're servant leading, we're giving information and opportunity. So now we're like, do it by donation or whatever. But there is a psychology around that comes back to that person having almost respect for their value. Like, I deserve this. I'm going to show up early. I'm going to have my pen. I'm going to have my water. I'm going to be there early. I'm going to be the first one in the class. And I'm going to receive. All right. Okay. Look, this has been a whole class about investing in yourself. And I'm so glad we took this time together, that we really honed in on investing in yourself, because this is where people check out. This is where people check out, and it's got to do with value, deservedness, needs, being heard, being seen, stepping up, moving forward, all those things that dingle off those bells inside, that if you didn't do what you said in the beginning and take that as an opportunity to go back and see where the wound is, go back and see where the trauma is, go back and see where that belief system's coming from, and do that kind of work as we're moving forward, then people can stop here. But you're not going to stop here, because we got one more class, and gosh knows, who knows how many is going to come after that. But right now we have one more class. This is part of a journey that you are taking, that is a part of a journey that you are taking, that you are sharing and listening and relating to some of the things that Barbara Frankson is sharing with you, because she's had a lifetime of experience. And you're taking this and moving forward. So we've got one more class that's coming up that's going to wrap this up with a bow. Barbara, where can they tap in? Where can they hear you more? You guys know what to do. You guys have been on my site. You know the YouTube channel. We've got all her good stuff going there. The Stand Up Speak Up show, she's speaking there. All of those are also on the YouTube channel. Just look for Barbara Frankson. You can go onto the website, onto the media page. She is all over our media page, Barbara Frankson. And then when you want to go straight to go, how do they reach you?
Be Frank. speaks.com. It's that easy. Be Frank. I'm always Frank. Speaks.com or I am B Franks at Instagram or Barbara Frankson if you really want it. But you can find me. I really believe that if people want something bad enough, they will look. It's not hard with social media. You go in Barbara and you'll see it's how bad do you want it. Yes. And my thing is, even for the investment piece, when we start talking about that, it's like passing the collection plate. You know, people think that it's all about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's right all on. About them.
Right on. Okay, you guys, look at best audience ever. You yes. guys rock. I know you're taking this information, making change, being the best mission acceptors that you can, even if you're just walking this journey and having a little chuckle on our behalf. We appreciate you and love you as well. We'll talk about you later, but we love you now. And just we welcome to see you back next week. You guys are fantastic. So until then, be well and stay groovy. Thank you. And keep it going. Keep it rocking, girl.
Thank you. Okay.